Welcome, fake internet friends, to the first Empire of Jeff Bourbon cast. No script, no pants. Coming to you in whiskey-phonic 2D sound. Tonight we are sponsoring Blanton's Gold Edition Bourbon.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's a good batch.
Now, if you made it this far, you know who I am. You know what I talk about. And right now, pretty much the only thing anyone's talking about is the election. So, what are the issues that define the election this year? Is it the war in Afghanistan? Is it the crushing national debt? Entitlement reform? Medicare? No, you fucking wish it was. So, what's the one issue that's on everybody's mind right now?
The vagina. Mysterious. Elusive. What is it? What is its function? What does it want?
Yeah, that's right. Todd Akin. Can't get enough of this fucking story. Yeah, I know. Who's Todd Akin? Okay, you're not alone. I've never heard of this fucking guy before 3 days ago. And the first I had heard of him was he had said something apparently so offensive that whether he would continue to run for Senate was in question. So, you know, I start Googling Todd Akin and try and find out what's going on. The first thing I run into is his apology for whatever it was that he said that was so offensive. And this is what it was.
Rape is an evil act. I used the wrong words in the wrong way, and for that I apologize. As the father of two daughters, I want tough justice for predators. I have a compassionate heart for the victims of sexual assault, and I pray for them. The fact is, rape can lead to pregnancy. The truth is, rape has many victims. The mistake I made was in the words I said, not in the heart I hold. I ask for your forgiveness.
Dude, what the fuck did you say? That's your apology? I mean, what was the offense that you caused that creepy shit qualifies as making it better?
Rape can lead to pregnancy. The truth is, rape has many victims.
Quit saying rape, you creepy son of a bitch. I mean, God, it sounds like you're apologizing for getting caught jacking it at a playground. Holy shit. Who's in charge? You spent a lot of money, probably in excess of $1 million, to produce a spot that looks like a teaser trailer for that To Catch a Predator show. Okay, I'm waiting for the tall guy to pop out of the kitchen and say, oh, excuse me, Congressman, what are you doing here? You know, what'd you think was going to happen with that little girl? Okay, that's your fucking guy. That's the best you can make him look? Maybe politics just isn't your thing, Slim. Think about that. So anyway, we have to sit through a few days of the fucking backbiting and recriminations and finger-pointing and blame-casting and butt-hurt and hand-wringing. But I promise, no one's going to remember who this schmuck is 2 years from now. We're either going to be in the midst of recovery under President Romney, or we're going to be clubbing our neighbors to death with a discarded human femur bone because they drank the last cup of tree bark soup. So we've got that to look forward to. And that's kind of nice. So hang in there, reprobates. This is as stupid as it's going to get. Probably. Well, thanks for listening. This is my first foray into podcasting. So if you liked it, leave me a comment. If you didn't like it, well, keep that shit to yourself. This concludes our bourbon cast. And as always, if you can't say something nice, say something ugly. Good night.